Good morning and welcome. We have quite a few announcements this morning, so bear with me as I tell you what we've got going on. So the nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That is just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room for those of you who have children over the age of two but are still having a hard time in the sanctuary this morning. We have the youth group Super Bowl party tonight. That is going to start at 5:30 for the kickoff of the Super Bowl. So if you'd like to see the kickoff, come at 5:30. If you don't care about the kickoff, then come whatever time you'd like after that. For food, we are going to do a snack luck. So guys, bring sweet snacks. Girls, bring savory snacks. We have a church membership class coming up in a couple weeks or a few weeks here. So we're going to do March 27th and April 3rd during Sunday school. So if you're interested in becoming a member or just learning more about what we believe as a church and how we've developed as a church, talk to Pastor Jim about that. There's also a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to sign up for that membership class. The Camp Barnabas trip for the youth group is July 30th through August 5th. If you'd like to join us on that trip, please let me know. We are going to register as individuals. Kelly and I are already signed up. So if you would like to join us on that trip, I will get you information about how you can register yourself. Hopefully the next few weeks, Kelly and I will have a laptop available to get you guys started on those registrations. Byron Bible Camp also has their teen camp February 25th through 27th. So if you'd like to go to Byron Bible Camp for their winter teen retreat, make sure you get signed up for that before spots close. This morning, the CE board has decided to go ahead and organize some gift bags, goodie bags for the teachers and the staff coming into our church, all the elementary school teachers and the staff that are associated with it. So after church here, we've got mugs, we've got treats, we've got little notes. So if you'd like to help us package some of those, as well as leave some encouraging notes or some prayers for the teachers as they come in, that would be a great help. So that way we can encourage the staff and let them know that we care about them and care for them as they're coming in and working in our building. We also have the big task of clearing out some of the stuff from the Sunday school rooms in the kitchen. So if you have left anything in the kitchen over the past few decades, go ahead and take that home, or it might disappear sometime this next week. So make sure you check that kitchen and get all your stuff out of there before it gets taken out by itself. There's stuff on the tables out in the fellowship hall, stuff that's been left in there. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Please stand as we join together in singing 271, Standing on the Promises, number 271. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Greet one another this morning if you'd wish.
Good morning again. This is time to share praises and prayer requests. Pastor Derek referenced a few things going on with helping to accommodate the Miller School coming in. They'll be utilizing our facility for a number of their elementary classes, so continue to pray for the administration in Miller and teachers and staff and parents and students and the adjustment and all the logistics that need to be worked out. I'm thankful that they'll be able to continue to hold classes in person, but lots of details for them to work out. A few things on your prayer list to make note of. Down there at the bottom, you see John's friend Jason. John said that his surgery went well, and hopefully within the next day or two, he may be able to come home. And then also, John mentioned a coworker, Christy Martin's sister, had to be taken to the hospital for heart surgery. Okay, so pray for Christy's sister. For heart surgery there. A few up from the bottom of your list, you see George Melber. George is not doing great. I think it would be fair to say he's ready to go see Jesus. So pray for George, pray for his family, and just pray for the Lord's will to be done there in that situation. Paula's brother did not get to have surgery this week. Do you have any updates on that?
It may be a while.
Maybe a while, okay. Just schedule, okay. All right. Other prayer requests or praises that you might have this morning?
Well,
Heidi?
I shared with some people that our daughter Stacy was skiing with some friends, and we found out that it's a sprained MCL, an LCL, and a torn ACL. On Monday, she goes into the surgeon to see if she needs surgery or what they're going to do. And she's exceedingly frustrated because she'd like to know the plan. So I think it's more the frustration than the pain, because she's not in pain, but I think a few of us have had knee stuff going on, and it's a long haul, and she's got a busy summer coming up. So you just pray for Stacy, and whatever that's going to entail, it would be great. Thanks.
Okay, so Seaman's daughter, Stacy, appointment tomorrow.
Yes.
To find out, hopefully, the plan on what needs to be done with her knee injury. Any others this morning? Some of you guys are playing musical chairs on me today. It's really throwing me off. Yeah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you that your word has promised us that your mercies are new every morning, and that you are faithful. We just pray that you would continue to be with the situation here in Miller and with the school. We thank you for the way that the not just the Miller community, but so many surrounding communities are kind of rallying around Miller and finding different ways that they can help and be an encouragement and help to provide for material needs during this time. We thank you for the churches in town that are going to be able to provide space for classes to meet. We pray that you'd continue to be with the administration and teachers and staff at the school as they work out all the details for just so many things that need to be worked out, from meals and technology to curriculum materials and transportation. And we just pray that you would work in that situation, that all the details would come together, that everyone would be patient and flexible, as there will probably be some bumps in the road. We pray that you'd be with the cleaning of the school facilities, and pray that that can move along at a good pace, and particularly that the elementary students may be able to get back into their building soon. We just thank you for the opportunity that we have as a church to host some of their classes here, and we pray that we'd be mindful of different ways that we might be able to be an encouragement. We pray that you would continue to be with the various items that we have on our prayer list. We're particularly mindful today of George, and he's had a very long life, and it's seemingly coming to a close, and we know that that would probably be his desire. We know that he loves you and that he is ready to be in your presence, and we just pray that you would just be with him during this time of physical struggle. Pray for his daughters and extended family, and we just pray for strength and encouragement for all of them. We thank you for the good report on John's friend Jason and his heart surgery. We pray that he would indeed be able to come home within the next couple days and his recovery would continue to go well. We pray for the heart surgery for Christy's sister, and we pray that that also was successful. We pray that you'd continue to be with Paula's brother, Jerome, and pray that the delay now in having the surgery will not create any additional difficulties, and pray that he'll be able to get it worked out to get that spot removed soon. We do also pray that you'd be with Stacy, and we pray that her appointment tomorrow would go well and give her the answers that she's looking for and how she's going to be moving forward with whether it's, you know, surgery or therapy or whatever it might be that's involved with the injuries that she sustained to her knee. We just pray that she would be patient, and especially as she anticipates all the busyness coming up with the summer, that she would be mindful of doing the things that she should do for it to heal properly. We continue to pray for our leaders at each level of government. We thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have here. And we just pray that you'd give wisdom and guidance to our elected officials. We're mindful of the situation in Ukraine as well, the potential situation in Ukraine. We know that we hear just about every day things in the news of how close it may be to an outbreak of war, and we also hear of from those inside Ukraine that maybe it's not quite as serious as it sounds. We know that you know and that you're in control, and we just pray for your will to be done, but it would certainly be our desire that there would not be an increase in that tension or that hostilities would break out. And pray that you continue to be with Holly and her work there in Odessa and the other missionaries who are there in Ukraine. And pray that they would not be prohibited from continuing their work through this time of uncertainty. We also pray for the shoemakers this month as our missionaries of the month. We thank you for their faithfulness and their work with Wycliffe and translating the Bible into the Totomara language. And we pray that that work would continue. We pray for Wes and Julie as they care for Wes's parents, and we pray for those details and the sale of their property that they're hoping to happen soon. We pray that you would just be with each of our missionaries, and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be part of their work. And we pray that you would just continue to watch over each of them. We pray for their physical health. We pray for spiritual encouragement, and we pray for opportunities to share your word. And we just pray that you'd continue to work in and through each of them and the different ways that they serve you around the world. And we thank you for your provision for our needs here in this body. We pray that we'd continue to be faithful stewards of the financial resources you've entrusted us with as a church. And we just pray as we think about tomorrow being Valentine's Day and the focus that that brings to love, we're just particularly mindful of your great love for us. And we thank you so much for loving us enough that you sent your son to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And we just pray that we would continue to be mindful of that, to be intentional about expressing our gratitude for your love for us, and that we would find opportunities to show that love to others through how we treat them, how we speak to them, how we act, that we might indeed be a light and that we would be salt. We just pray that you would be honored and glorified in the rest of our time together this morning. And pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's good to be back. I know we've been gone for a little while with dealing with illnesses and injury and things like that, but we are glad to be back with you. It's another beautiful day, a little brisk in the air, but it's still another beautiful day. It's sunshine, and we're glad to see you all here. I invite you to stand and worship with us this morning.
Words were out. Your great love.
too many lighthouses around here. But when you think of what their intended purpose is, we know that we have a lighthouse that we can turn to anywhere we are at. And more specifically, when we're going through those struggles or dark times or times of struggle, times of sickness, and things like that. Song. Our prayer is always that during this time of singing praises and singing worship songs, that it brings our heart to that place of worship and prepares us for the words of the message that God has to lay in our hearts today. Thank you.
Gathered this morning and the opportunity of worshiping you, Father, I pray that our hearts would be prepared, that you are the sole focus of our lives, and we do ask for your forgiveness when we have allowed our attention to be drawn and our focus drawn to other things. Father, you know what is burdening our hearts and our minds, and I pray that you'll help us to set those aside, to be able to focus on you, knowing that you're working on them and that we have full assurance that your promises you will fulfill, every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.